Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. Free agency is off and running. The draft is just around the corner. That means you guys have lots of questions. We're going to try and give you some answers. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Kyle. That we addressed offensive line and shored up safety a bit in free agency, doesn't this really strongly point to wide receiver in the draft? Well, that's what all the pundits and all the fans are going to think, and that may be what the Vikings end up doing, but I don't think it's an obvious choice. We all know Rick Spielman is a big fan of taking the best player available when he's on the clock, and that's what he's going to do, even if it is a safety or a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. But I wouldn't rule wide receiver out at 23, and I would also point out there are lots of good wide receivers in this class, so if you don't get one at 23, you might be able to get one somewhere else. Our next question comes from Andrew. Do you think the Vikings will still address safety in the draft? Well, here's the deal. At safety right now, you have Harrison Smith and Andrew Sandejo, who both started last year for the Vikings. We know we're in pretty solid shape there, and with Harrison, we have one of the best in the game. Now, you add Michael Griffin, a free agent signing, and you throw in Anthony Harrison, Antoine Exum. The cupboard certainly is not bare at safety for the Vikings, but the signing of Griffin gives the Vikings two veterans at safety. That means they could draft a safety this year and have that guy learn behind two really smart players. I would not be opposed to that, and it wouldn't surprise me if it happens. The next question comes from Jerry. How severe is Rhett Ellison's injury? Will the Vikings need to sign or draft a third tight end? Well, first, the good news, the Vikings re-signed Rhett earlier this week, so we get a key member of our offense and special teams back for 2016. Now, Rhett's injury required surgery. I would argue any surgery is a serious surgery. So from that standpoint, Rhett's injury was severe, but I think Rhett can come back from it and he can still be a big-time contributor for this team, so we look forward to his return. As for whether or not the team will add another tight end, they only have three right now on the roster. You're going to take more than that to training camp, so I would expect at some point you'll see another tight end added. Josh has the next question. What do you see Cordero's role being this season? Well, I think he'll be an interesting player to watch. We already know he's one of the best kickoff returners in the NFL. I would anticipate he'll remain in that role for the Vikings this season and still be one of the best in the NFL, scoring touchdowns for us, and even when he doesn't score, he's improving field position. Beyond that, the Vikings have some openings at wide receiver. Sure, they could use free agency or the draft to add some talent there, but certainly Cordero is going to be in the mix to compete for time on offense as a wide receiver. I look forward to his development under Norv Turner and wide receivers coach George Stewart. Peter has the next question. Do you think Adrian Peterson will lose a noticeable edge to his rushing game this year? I think we've all learned one thing by now in watching Adrian Peterson since 2007. You never bet against him. The guy time and again defies the odds. Coming out of college, he had that collarbone issue. It hasn't bothered him since he's joined the Vikings. He had the ACL surgery in 2012, came back from that and was the MVP. And then after a year off in 2014, people thought he'd have some rust in 2015. What did he do? He led the league in rushing. So I'm not betting against Adrian. I think he's going to be as good as ever in 2016. Our last question comes from Todd. What do you think about Jared Allen's chances for the Hall of Fame? I think he's got some pretty good odds of making it in. He is in the top 10 all time in NFL history in sacks. He would be the only player on that list to not be in the Hall of Fame who has been eligible to go into the Hall of Fame. Jason Taylor is the other one, but he's not been eligible yet. So to me, Jared Allen was good for long enough. He was durable for his entire career, and he was productive as a pass rusher in the NFL. I think he's got a great shot of getting in. My fingers are crossed for him. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but it's a busy time in the NFL calendar, and you guys have lots of questions. So send them in to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six. In the meantime, click around Vikings.com because it's been a busy free agency period for the Vikings, and we've had a bunch of them right here in the studio. We have photo galleries, we have interviews with those guys, we have press conference transcripts, and we have stories up on the website. So learn all there is to know about the Vikings free agent signings. Talk to you guys next week.